All right, guys, grab your mirror, grab your comb, start making yourself look really pretty in that mirror. Who do you look like? I'm Gander.
I'm Serps.
And welcome to another 10-minute episode where we can talk about anything we want as long as it falls under 10 minutes. And what's the topic of today, Serps?
We're talking about lookalikes and impersonators.
Yes, definitely, definitely. So we got into this topic because we first of all wanted to say if we made it to the big time.
Yeah.
If we've done it. An agent comes to you and says, Soaps, you get final say. They're making a May Contain movie. Whoa. Who's playing you?
Right. So who's going to play me in the film?
Who's going to play you in the film?
I'm going to have to... Look, they're going to have to go through like a time paradox here, right?
Okay,
they're going to have to go back.
You're going back.
Yeah, they're going to have to. They're going to have to grab, I reckon, a young Brendan Fraser.
Brendan Fraser for
you?
Yeah,
I reckon
I can see that a little bit, actually.
You can sort
of see
that?
Yeah, yeah.
I had that in high school and stuff like
that.
We're
talking like Encino Man sort of
days? Sort of, like,
but not with the Encino Man hair, when he gets the haircut.
Sort of the George of the Jungle sort of look.
Yeah. So, well, geez, you're buff.
Yeah, well, for then, right? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, it's a celebrity. They're meant to better than what the real thing is.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So I'll take the Brendan Fraser now. Not Brendan Fraser now.
Brendan Fraser then.
Then, because Brendan Fraser now... It's probably closer to the real thing of what I actually am now.
Okay.
So,
and who do you think would play me in your, if it was just your casting choice?
Ooh.
Who would play Gander?
Who's going to play Gander? There are so many choices.
Yeah. I would say Jerry O'Connell with a beard.
Yeah, nailed it.
That's me. Jerry O'Connell, Brendan. This is a good movie. It's so we're shaping up, guys.
So we're taking the 90s Brendan Fraser.
Yeah.
And I guess the 90s
Jerry O'Connell. Yeah, yeah.
And that's us.
Sliders days.
Yeah, back when he's in like Scream 2 and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So there, we've got the May Contain.
We've got the cast is there.
That's it.
It's brilliant. So buckle up, people.
Do you guys agree? You've seen us. So,
yeah. Definitely jump on and let us know. But I guess that's where we came up with that idea, and then we quickly went on to impersonators. And I was actually telling you, Soaps, that I found it really weird that impersonators are almost like the real thing.
They're close enough. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's kind of like the magician. You know it's a trick.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. They're entertaining.
You want to believe it.
Yeah. Have you ever seen any good ones?
Magicians or impersonators?
No, impersonators.
Impersonators, because... You always get like, I reckon when I was younger, you always had like the Batmans and stuff like that.
Oh, just rock up at like schools and stuff like that?
Yeah, stuff like that. And then, but otherwise, growing up, I guess the big one for me that always came around was Santa.
Yes.
Yeah, Santa's the big one for me. Like, you have the jolly old fat man sitting in the chairs in the middle of the shopping mall. I'm like, that's the guy.
That has to be him.
That's him.
He's got the laugh down pat. So that's what... It's almost like becoming something else, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, you can look like someone,
yeah.
But until you get their mannerisms down packed,
yeah.
You will not ever be that person.
No, you can't. You've got to really become that person.
It's almost method acting to the max.
It is.
Yeah.
A good example, you ever seen the movie Master of Disguise?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the dude from Wayne's World.
Yeah, Dana Carvey.
Dana, yeah.
And I reckon he is a perfect example of taking on personas.
Yeah.
Right, even though that's a very... childish sort of like very that wasn't the greatest film but him nailing characters brilliant.
See, I guess it's like a Mike Myers or
exactly
Ali G because that's the one I wanted to talk about.
Yes.
What's the actor's
name? Sacha Baron Cohen.
He an impersonator of him when the movie came out.
Which one?
I think it was the first one.
Ali G.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's got that many characters.
He does, yeah. He came to Colonnades, our shopping centre, the local shopping centre stomping ground.
Yes.
It wasn't him. It was an impersonator.
Yeah.
But I'm talking, this guy was perfect. And he had the two women by his side. He went around. He was signing autographs. He was that good.
Yeah, right.
I actually was like, nah, can't be him. Why would he be here? But then there's that little moment I'm like... It could be him.
Well, you can sort of piece it together because he's like, well, he did marry an Australian.
Yeah.
So he could
be
here.
It could
be
him. So I got an autograph from an impersonator.
Yep.
And he was that good. Like, he said, how does he speak? What's your name?
I don't know. I can't do it. I'm not an impersonator.
Yeah. So I said, Luke. And literally the autograph that he wrote was, Luke loved you in Star Wars. And that was it. And I was like, this guy's good. How good can you be? Like, he took that to another level.
Yeah.
He was definitely the number one for me.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any singers like Elvis or anything like that.
I've seen an Elvis impersonator, actually.
Any good?
They're okay.
What stage of Elvis?
Oh, I reckon...
Big Elvis?
Yeah. I don't think it was intentional. But it was Big Elvis.
It was Big Elvis.
It was towards the end.
Yeah.
So, but I reckon this guy was going for, like, you know, the Hawaiian days, the, you know, the hound dog days. But no, he was the end of... He looked like the end of the career.
Yeah.
So, he had the sweat going and everything like that, so...
So, then take it down one notch from impersonators.
Yes.
And you've got cosplayers almost.
I think they wannabes.
No. Like, I'm saying cosplayers are getting to that stage now.
Yeah.
Where, like, we both know someone that it will method act the whole day.
Yeah.
And you don't see many of that. Like, cosplayers can embody the image.
Yeah.
But you don't get many that embody the image and then role play.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you know exactly who I'm talking about. Yeah, Dylan. Yeah. Yeah. He does that so well.
He's a great friend of ours and stuff like that. He cosplays for every con that he can get to now.
Yeah.
The best one I've seen him do so far, which is because of his Facebook page.
Yes.
If you guys want to look him up, the Ace of Adelaide.
Ace of Adelaide.
He does Ace Ventura.
Yeah. Because didn't he does two different Aces as well.
He does two different Jim Carrey
ones. Yeah.
And he does do two different Aces as well.
He does the ballerina, the tutu.
Yeah, where he's in the mental asylum.
Yes.
And he also does just your standard typical Hawaiian shirt, sort of like loud shirt sort of
Alrighty then.
Yeah. He nails it. He's like, he takes on the role so well.
It's because he has a rubber face.
I reckon that's what it is.
He can do that, and he has the hair.
Yep, he can do whatever he wants with it.
Yeah. So, because his YouTube channel is just Ace of Adelaide. It's only the Ace Ventura side.
Yeah.
Really, he puts other pictures up, but didn't he do an award where he went around and gave someone toast?
Yeah, that's it. He just does these like weird little things, and he went around someone, he put out a contest.
Yeah.
People answered that. And he went around and he made someone toast one morning.
Yeah, brilliant.
So, in full character, full costume, the whole lot. So
I guess with that, you need people to actually play along and actually write in what they want.
Yeah.
So, we need people to do that because now we have a YouTube channel.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, what do you guys want to see us do? Like, do you want me to slap soaps again? Do you want us go out in public and film us doing something stupid like a random dance? Like, what do you want?
We do things.
So. What would you do?
That's it. This is why we leave it up to the viewers.
Oh, okay. Because they can choose anything.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, if our mate, you know, Dylan can do it, the Ace of Adelaide, right? Then why can't we?
Yeah.
Right? I can't say I've ever dressed up for a con. Simple as that. Like, I can't.
Okay.
I don't feel like an impersonator.
Have you ever
anyone.
A fancy dress party? Have you ever dressed up?
I went as a stormtrooper just because I didn't have to really do much for that.
You know, yeah. That's the... I hate the silver lining people that just buy the outfit.
Yeah, that's me.
That's you?
Yeah.
But, like, it still looks good. Like, and that's the annoying thing.
I got robbed with mine because, like, I didn't have the legs.
Oh, I thought you meant someone robbed you.
It's a stormtrooper.
You're a stormtrooper. Hold on. Put your hands up. Put your hands up.
Because, you know, even if they shoot and miss, I die anyway. So I'm not gonna do that. So
but you can't shoot them back. Stormtroopers are bad age.
But... Yeah, I don't know. I reckon now it could be different, but I don't know. It has to be something big. Like I said, Dylan takes on the role. He also does the Riddler.
Yes. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I guess, you know, he takes it above and beyond, but, you know, can we? Can someone give us something to take on?
I'd love to maybe not go out in public, but I'd like to do a transformation in front of a mirror if someone gives me a challenge to look like someone.
You've done this.
Yeah. I just don't want to shave the beard.
No, you've done that. The last time when they first announced...
Jared Leto?
As
the Joker. Man's Joker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that worked well.
Oh, it was big. I think I looked exactly like him as
Nailed
well.
Nailed it.
I put Vegemite in my teeth that day.
Did you?
Yeah, to get the rotten teeth.
Oh.
It was disgusting. Well,
do you know what? You got so many replies from that eating that Vegemite chocolate the other week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So it's not just a cosplay thing. It's just... You and Vegemite, it's not going well.
Awesome, guys. Well, yeah, definitely hit us up. Give us a comment. Let us know what to do. Mm-hmm. Jump over to www.maycontain.podomatic.com.
Or on Twitter, @may_contain for any extra info.
Yeah, or jump on YouTube and check us out and leave a comment. So just search for us under May Contain the Slap and you'll definitely find our videos.
Yeah.
Awesome, guys. Well, thanks again and we'll catch you soon.
See you, guys.
In case I don't see you. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.